Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love. And thank you, Lord, that we can just stay in tune with you. Thank you, Jesus, that you've been glorified and you've been glorified, that the family has been glorified, that all of heaven is now available for us children. And thank you, as the word says this morning, that we can just stay in the light as you in the light, and we can be blessings and not an offense to anything representing you and the kingdom and the God quality of life that's now available. So thank you for just keeping us in the palm of your hands, and dedicate this day again to you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us and working in us to will and to do, to acknowledge you at all times, so that you can make our path. At all times and in every way, so that you can make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 18, verse 5, 6, and 10. And if you tenderly care for this little one on my behalf, you are tenderly caring for me. But if anyone abuses one of these little ones who believes in me, it would be better for him to have a heavy boulder tied around his neck and be hurled into the deepest sea than to face the punishment he deserves. Be careful that you not corrupt one of these little ones, for I can assure you that in heaven each of their guardian angels always see the face of my heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. So here we just see, you know, we're there to bring mercy, we're there to bring light, we're there to spread the love, and the only way we can do that is by just keeping our eyes and our ears and our life in the love, in the light, as the Lord is in the light and in tune with the Lord. I love that John 12, where Jesus says, now it's time for him to be glorified. And then how's he going to be glorified? Because he's going to take the sins of all mankind. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So that's what we've seen in the old covenant. But on a number of occasions, he says, I will deal double for your sin. And then what's a double? Sin taken away, and then righteousness restored. That the heart of the Father towards the children is for the children to be holy and blameless in Christ. And that is what we've been restored to. So the boundary lines have fallen us for in pleasant places. And we say we've turned away from this world. We are now citizens of the kingdom, and we look to the King. And the King is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet, and we are part of his body. So that's under us as well. That's why the word says so clearly, be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. And so we just keep our eyes on a daily basis. Don't have to go too far. Today, God gives us sufficient, and we just stay in these boundary lines of love, and then we can be a blessing, we can be restorers, we can be gatherers, we are encouraging the body, help feeding and tending the sheep, and Satan is also being crushed under our feet, and we are shining in his marvelous light. So that's fulfilling all of salvation is just staying, but by just staying in tune with the Lord, looking to the Lord, hearing from the Lord, so that we can be there where he is, and he can be there here where we are. And as we serve the Lord like this as true disciples, the Father honors those that serve him in this way as well. So stay in tune, stay looking to the Lord, stay listening to the Lord, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.